I've come here tonight to talk to you about my love of Charlotte, my home city, and how I see the misuse and abuse of my home and by men who only seek one thing out of her, and that is to use her to make a dollar. And you know this is going on. You don't have to even be told. But I grew up almost in the heart of this great city, within walking distance of downtown in Wesley Heights, a great historic neighborhood of old stately buildings, homes, a mixed-use neighborhood. Even back then, we were a mixed-use neighborhood. We had a number of four-unit apartment complexes scattered throughout the neighborhood. We had some duplexes. We had an elementary school. We had our own United Methodist Church, a historic, where my cousins and family grew up, and where, as a child, the Wesley Heights children from the public school were taken to sing in the choir loft at Thanksgiving. Come ye thankful people, come. There's a great history just in that one little neighborhood. Gard Memorial Church was down the street, the tremendous church, which Ms. Gard preached on the radio. It had a huge Jesus Saved sign across the top. I can tell you so many things about it. There was an ice plant on the corner where, before people had electric refrigerators, they used to carry cubes of ice down the street to people's homes to put in their ice boxes. Milk was delivered in glass bottled milk containers that were put on your porch in a dairy case. My grandmother owned a grocery store on West Trade Street, not far from Johnson C. Smith University. The Merida Bakery had wonderful smells, gave tours to elementary school kids, had vast, big, huge vats of bread that were rising and spinning and being made into loaves. And Thomas Edison lived down the street. Not when I was a child. He was just, I was too old for that. I mean, I came in a later time period. But even our telephone exchange was 836180. ED stood for Edison. I'm just mentioning some of the history here briefly. But the thing is, I see Charlotte in a totally different way than the people do now, including all the people here in this group, on this commission, and everywhere else. I don't see it from the eyes of somebody who works out of New Jersey. I don't see it from the eyes of somebody who works out of Atlanta. I don't see it from the eyes of someone who moved here from another country. I don't see it from the eyes of people who come here from California for banking needs, banking work and desires. I see it completely differently. I see so many wonderful things in our history and our past, from country music stars to Fred Kirby, who lived on my block, who had a child's program, Three Ring Circus, and in which I was on television a couple of times with his show, and rode his horse in the parade and had rodeos in the area and picnics on the hill outside of WBT television and radio station. The things that I remember about this place are not what you would even know about, and maybe don't even care about. But there is history to this city that people just have been covering up and walking over and tearing down and demolishing, and making a dollar is all they care about. The only thing they care about in Charlotte is making a dollar now. And when they get through making all of their dollars and their millions and their billions and their trillions of dollars, they will have raped my city of all its history and all its original culture and everything that I considered make it something really special. And in the end, all they're going to have is a whole lot of skyscrapers and glass-fronted structures downtown and a whole lot of nothing. Just a whole lot of things that they've used to be able to take trips out to the Caribbean or overseas, to Europe, to enjoy their lives. And it makes me cry. It's a very sad thing to me. Of course, we have the Revolutionary War history, but even then, we also have a more well-known history, but people just don't, they have swept it under the rug conveniently, the gold mining industry. And I am a Rudisill, and the Rudisill Gold Mine located on Summit Avenue is a place that I knew a lot about. There was in our Christmas parade every year, there was a Rudisill Gold Mine float, which was really kind of funny, but it was there to remind us about the culture of the city, the history of the city of gold mining, which pretty much has completely been walked over, built over is the word now. The idea is to build huge structures, skyscrapers, and fill the empty areas of our city with more and more and more people and more activity. And like I said, that's only done for one reason. It's not for the good of those people. That's not why they do it. They don't care what goes on in these structures that are so cold and made of glass and stone. They don't care. They really don't care about the city. They don't care what happens to it. They don't care what the history was. They don't care anything about it. The only thing they see are dollar signs for their pockets and their banks and their treasuries. And the politicians here are just as guilty as anyone, and it can be proven that bribes are taken. I've heard of this directly out of the mouth of someone who paid one. And I know that it is happening, that the buying and selling of the city and its history and its culture and everything good about it is being done behind closed doors in corridors where people are getting paid money to get it done. And they're exchanging money in order to keep power and control and to make things go downtown the way they want. And that includes all the way up to the top of our leadership. And I'm not pointing the finger at anyone in particular. I mean, I can point at one person, but I'm not going to tonight. But what I'm trying to say is that overall, even if there are no individual bribes that were taken, the fact is, which there are, the fact is that bribes are being used to put money into the coffers of our treasury for this city. And that's a very tempting thing. I mean, let's just cash it in and put it all into a bank. I mean, after all, that's what we are, a banking center, right? So isn't that what we're supposed to do, cash everything in we can? Cash it all in. Cash in every structure, every piece of land there is here, anywhere in this city. Cash it all in and turn it and put it into a bank vault somewhere. I mean, what good is that? What do you do with that? Build another Lynx line so you can transport all these new people everywhere? Well, if you didn't bring all the new people in, then you wouldn't have a Lynx line needed to build. So you're not achieving anything. All you're doing is you're taking away the history, the character of this city, which is 99% being destroyed already in so many ways. You're picking and choosing what few little things you think are important in order to appease the public. When I go into a meeting, when I go looking for the Mecklenburg Historical Association like I did back about 2007 or 8, when people still actually had yellow page directories, I looked up historical associations in the yellow pages, and I found Mecklenburg Historical Association, and I went looking for it because I wanted to join, because I know that I'm one of the few people that knows a lot about the history of this city, since I am a native. and that also cares about it. So I just thought I might be a resource. And when I found it on the 20-some floor of the Omni Hotel, and the elevator doors opened up, and what I saw was a tremendous, almost looked like a movie set of an organization, a corporation called Manning Corporation, and it was a development corporation from Atlanta, located in the heart of my city, from Atlanta, whose board office glassed in board with a polished table and all its chairs surrounding it, and the glass windows were overlooking what looked like the demolition of the entire heart of our city, which is where they decided to construct the epicenter. And I asked the lady in shock, I asked her, where is the Mecklenburg Historical Association? And she said, oh, it's back there down the hallway in a room. And I decided it wasn't worth my while to go. What's the use? Why bother? Obviously, this Mecklenburg Historical Association was conveniently put inside of this tremendous development company to control everything that was being done downtown about our history, and to be able to rubber stamp it and say, oh, look, the Mecklenburg Historical Association says that it's okay to tear this down and 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 build a skyscraper and a new piano bar. I mean, we have an association that will say yes. Well, it's even 10 times worse today than it was in 2008. Now the developers are from New Jersey and California and other parts unknown from across the United States and possibly even into international areas. They tear down the oldest structures, oldest churches in this area, or they tear down not only some of the older churches, but go right up to the very windows and doors of the actual oldest churches in this area. And they're incredibly historic graveyards. And they put in runways for particular corporations. I mean, not for public use, for corporate use. Our city is building runways for corporations. I mean, excuse me, but what do the taxpayers have to do with a corporation here in town that gives them right to use our taxpayer dollars to build runways? I ask you that question. How does this happen? I'm not saying that the runways are not functioning in a way they want them to assist a major corporation. And yes, let's just say at Amazon. I'm not saying that that does not provide jobs. That corporation does not come in here and provide jobs. But what else does it do? Number one, when they constantly bring in these major corporations into our city and they try to tempt us and say that this is helping our community with jobs, for example. The truth of the matter is people come from every place in the world here to get those jobs. So don't believe that these jobs are being given to the locals. A certain percentage may be given to the locals, but a huge percentage goes to other people from other places who come here. That's why you have 120 people a day moving here. When a scout corporation comes in with 1,200 jobs that pay over $100,000 each, as Governor Stein so happily told us that it was coming to Central Avenue, one of the most crowded areas of our city, for their headquarters to build electric vehicles, what he neglects to tell you is that of those 1,200 new jobs, probably 90-plus percent of them will end up going to people from other places who move here, just specifically for those jobs. So all you're doing is making this into a place where people move to. Build a corporation, people move here. Build a corporation, people move here. Build a corporation, people move here. So you are completely overrunning not only the native people, the native history, the native culture, the native everything, but you're also overwhelming our one source of water, which is the Catawba River, which now, as you cross it on Interstate 85, has taken on the odor of sewage, which it never had in before, ever, in all of its history. Now can smell the sewage pipes running across back and forth the Catawba River, which, again, were put there to accommodate a corporation's mass movement of people here. If it were true that the people, native people, were taking those jobs, then we wouldn't need additional sewers to run back and forth across our great river, because the people would have already been there. That proves that the people are coming here from other places to get these jobs. So those movers and shakers from New Jersey, from Atlanta, from San Francisco, from other such places who have come to my city, all they're doing is trampling it all over the city from one end to the other, and nobody is doing anything to control what they're up to. Nobody is stopping them in any way, shape, or form from their plans to make trillions of dollars for themselves in any way they feel that they can freely. I submit to you that nobody, none of you people care at all about my city. None of you. I have tried and tried and tried to love my city, my home city. It's been important to me and something that I grew up in, that I love, that I have memories of, that I understood in many ways until you came here and, like, oppressors and the occupiers, yes, occupiers and oppressors, you have come in and reshaped and rebuilt and redone everything to line your own pockets. And woe to the politicians also, who not only might some of them line their own individual pockets or their political campaign pockets, woe to you, but also even to those leaders who just think that they want to put more money into the bank of the city, the taxpayers' bank, because in the end, what you spend out, as you can see, goes nowhere. It doesn't do anything but accommodate the big crowds that we have, the new crowds. This is what the taxpayer dollar does. It accommodates the new crowds that come in. That's what it's used for, because we carry a 20% interest payment every year on our debt. Otherwise, we wouldn't have that kind of debt if we were filling up our coffers, as we should obviously be doing with all these new business structures and new people and new tax dollars from these great corporations that have moved here. Oh, it just makes me weep. I guess I'm glad my days are not long to be ended here, because there's nothing here in this city now. There's nothing but pain and sorrow, in my opinion. It will be eaten up, spit out, and thrown away.